There was a slight increase in the cotton forecast from last month in the USDA crop production estimates released on Monday, according to USDA chief economist Joe Glauber.
We did increase the cotton yield. This time, looking at yields in Texas, I think we're looking at an abandonment rate of only 17% or so. And the yields, looking at the upland cotton, we're forecasting that at around 15.8 million bales. And that's up almost 30% from last year. Very, very good weather in Texas generally. I think that's been the big story in the cotton market. The cotton market is sort of dominated by these large stocks in China and the fact they've been on the market. We're looking at a midpoint range for cotton at around 60 cents a pound.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the cotton harvest is progressing along nicely.
During the week ending November 9th and now 62% complete, that's a 12-point jump from last week. At this point, now just 2 points behind the five-year average of 64% and well ahead of last year's 54%. The Plain State's still holding back the harvest numbers a little bit, despite 11% of the cotton being harvested during the week. In Texas, overall progress is just 42% compared to the five-year average of 59%. Progress also significantly behind average in Kansas, 22% harvested, in Oklahoma, 42% harvested.
Meanwhile, as Congress returns to work for a short time this week, National Cotton Council Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, Dr. Gary Adams, says they expect to see little else but dealing with funding the government.
I think the big question that's still out there, at least in the short term, as this Congress returns back to work, now the elections are over and they have a couple of sessions, one in November and one in December, is what they choose to address through a continuing resolution. They do need to come back and revisit that because right now the government is only funded through December 11th. So there will need to be some action that's taken by this Congress. And then I think the question that remains is, do they do some type of short-term extension that gets them into next spring and then leave the remainder of the work to be done by the new Congress, or do they look at a longer-term extension that tries to take us through the end of this fiscal year. So that's just one of the issues that will be up in the air as this Congress at least comes back for the remaining weeks of their session.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.